Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. How are you? Amen. Welcome to Hope Victoria Studios. Woohoo! I've been away for a while, but this is what I love about the broadcast is that it's mobile. You can take it any and everywhere. Amen. So God bless everyone, and thank you all for joining on today. I'm just waiting for some more people to hop on. Amen. I see you all who have dialed in, just waiting for some more folks. So make sure, hi Rita Elaine. So make sure that you post this broadcast and let everyone know that I am on. Amen. Hi Edna. Amen. Amen, you guys. Sorry. So just let everyone know that I am on. You can follow me on Hope Victorious or Facebook page. You can also follow me on Instagram, Hope Victorious number 2, and also on Twitter, Hope Victorious. Everything is Hope Victorious. Amen. Amen. Hi, Daquan. So we just truly, indeed, just bless God. And I see you all who have dialed in. So, hi, Sandy. So just waiting for some more folks to hop on. I am like super duper excited. Oh, my God. I've been away from my studios for a couple of weeks now, almost the whole latter part of August, or the beginning of August, but I bless God that I am here on today. And even though I was on the call, I was in California. So, but what I love about Blog Talk Radio is that you can do it anywhere. Amen. Now, amen. Hi, Rasheen. So what I also love is that you can do your broadcast anywhere, but it's the perseverance that really pushes you to do what you do. And I so love you all. I'm on my Instagram page, Sister Lisa, she put a beautiful post up, you know, just giving me some encouraging words. And I am so grateful to you all when you all inbox me, you know, or send me, you know, personal thank yous. I am just so blessed by all of your encouraging words. And thank you all for sharing your time of my ex-husband's, my children's father had passed away. And thank you all for the postcards, for the cards, in person, by mail, email, Instagram, Facebook page, Twitter. I just want to thank you all for just sending so many encouraging words. Me and my children really appreciate it. Amen. And thank you all for your prayers. So we're going to get started, y'all. Today we're talking about validation. Oh, my goodness. It's so amazing because God is so faithful. Because sometimes when you be talking about validation, you be like, do I want to go there? Because you really have to self-examine your own stuff when it comes down to validation, because sometimes it could be hidden validation that we're not even aware of. Amen? Hi, Carol Miner. How are you? And congratulations on Tiana. She is so beautiful. Amen, amen. And I know Chris is doing well. So I want to talk to you all about validation on today. How about this thing just tripped me out earlier, because as I was preparing, as I was studying, it's so amazing because God has dropped stuff in your spirit weeks before you had to talk about it. And then when it comes, it's like, now I tried to go off this subject and look at something else, but God was like, you're going to stay right there. Because validation goes a long way, you guys. And sometimes it's hidden validation that we're not even aware of, that we seek validation from other folks, seek to please them. Amen. Well, let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you and I bless you. I lift you up. I give you the highest praise, Father. Lord, I thank you for today, and I thank you for every day, God. I thank you for your healing I thank you for healing my children's broken heart, God. I thank you for mending it back together again, Father God. Lord, I know that healing is a process, but Lord, we reflect on the good times that they spent with their dad, Father. We love you, but Lord, most of all, we thank you for his salvation and he was saved, dear God. Lord, we love you in this Jesus' name. We do pray, amen and amen. So God bless you all. So before I get off the broadcast, I just want to let you all know that I will be sharing the word. I'll be preaching at St. Paul Chapel, which is located on 21st and Manton under the pastor, Pastor Joshua Gooden. And I am honored that he asked me to spread the gospel on this Sunday coming at 11 o'clock. So that's 21st and Manton. So if you're able to stop through or come on by and worship with us, come on and stop by St. Paul Chapel, which is in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and it's on 21st and Manton. If I'm not correct with the address, just Google St. Paul Chapel, and it's under Pastor Joshua Gooden. Amen? Amen. So we're going to get started. I truly am excited about being there because, let me say, they have a good time and worship, just worshiping the Lord. So we're going to be coming from Genesis on today, Genesis chapter 29. I'm going to begin with the 31st verse. Woo, God is something. So this story here is the story of two sisters, which is Rachel and Leah. And they were married to Jacob. And Jacob came in the picture because he fled from his brother Esau after robbing him of blessings from his father. So he went into his homeland, into the countryside where his uncle lived, Laban, and he married Rachel and Leah. But Rachel and Leah were sisters. But the difference between these, well, there's really no difference between these ladies, but even though the public and other folk made a difference between these ladies because they said one was, you know, I guess like we sometimes people may say hard on the eyes or, you know, or maybe she wasn't as beautiful as somebody else. But it's something because it's how you view yourself. And even though society, you know, may look at you or say, how you supposed to be shaped, how you supposed to, how your stamina supposed to be as a man, you know, how your figure supposed to be as a woman, and it's amazing, or how you look in the face. It don't even matter whether you're too light, too dark, medium tone. It doesn't matter. It's how people actually make us feel like we're not beautiful. And when I say people, well, we allow folks to make us feel that way. But Leah, was jealous of her sister, and Rachel was hating on her sister because Rachel was barren for a little while where she couldn't have children, and she thought that God was angry with her because her womb was shut up. But everything is timing, amen? And even though God did open up her womb at one time, at a time when it was the right time for him, for her to give birth to two boys, but Leah, God immediately opened up her womb when he seen that she was hated. And it's amazing how God gives favor when everybody else is throwing darts, when everybody else is making you feel like you're nothing, everybody making you feel like you're not beautiful anymore or you're not successful. You're supposed to be in your own apartment by now, or you're supposed to have your own car. Okay, if you don't have those things, it's because whenever the timing is right, it's right. We put time on everything. When you're supposed to be married, when you're supposed to be having children, when you're supposed to have your first apartment, when you're supposed to buy your first home and your car. Mm-mm. And some folks rush out to do things seeking validation so they could be wanted, or so, you know, they could be pleasing to everybody else. But what about being pleasing to God? I learned to be pleasing to God because sometimes you can give all you could possibly give in a relationship, on your job as a worker, in your community, within your family, and it's still not good enough for anybody. But what I do know, when I seek validation from God, I know that he loves me. He ain't trying to mess me up. He ain't trying to burn me out. He ain't trying to make me feel like I'm nothing. No, he loves me, and he'll let me know how much I should do. So I learned to please God, because you can't always please man. Please man in terms of not a woman or a man, but in terms of gender, just a man, whether it's a woman or a man, it doesn't matter. Just pleasing to people, okay? Just say pleasing to people. So, hi, Doris. So I'm going to come from Genesis chapter 29, and I'm going to begin with the verse 30. And he went in also unto Rachel, and he loved also Rachel more than Leah. Okay, wait a minute, hold up. Did I get the right scripture? Oh, yes, I did. Okay, verse 30 says, and he went in also unto Rachel, and he loved also Rachel more than Leah. She loved with him. Wait a minute. Okay, wait a minute. Hold up, you guys. Just 1 minute. I get this scripture together. Hello. Hi, Loli. Okay, let me back up. So I'm in the. Okay, here we go. All right, so I'm coming from Genesis 29, verse 31. And when the Lord saw that Leah was hated, he opened her womb, but Rachel was barren. So verse 31 says, and when the Lord saw that Leah was hated, he opened up her womb, and Rachel was barren. Verse 32, and Leah conceived and bare a son, and she called his name Reuben. For she said, surely the Lord have looked upon my affliction. Now, therefore, my husband will love me. Verse 33, and she conceived again and bare a son and said, because the Lord hath heard I was hated, he hath therefore given me this son, she said, and she called his name Simeon. So Leah kept having a baby after baby, seeking validation from her husband. But just don't put your mind into, like, so much of a husband, because some folks is on the call is not married. But you can look at just seeking validation sometimes from our parents, sometimes from our husband, sometimes from our wife, or from our children, from the community, and on your job. You know when you don't fit it on your job because everybody eating up together and they exclude you. So whatever you feel like in your life that you're seeking validation from, but she, because in that culture, a man can marry more than one wife. Thank God for the United States. Amen. So she was upset because she knew that her husband, in verse 31, was talked about her husband loving her sister, you know, and it looked like she was hated. Amen. So she kept conceiving and saying, now, therefore, my husband will love me. So, and then in verse 34, and she conceived again and bare a son and said, now this time will my husband be joined unto me because I have borne him three sons. Therefore was his name called Levi. And she conceived again and bare a son, and she said, now will I praise the Lord. Therefore she called his name Judah, and she was left barren. It's amazing because now, after the fourth son, now she is saying, now I will praise the Lord. No, she should have been praising the Lord way before then. But that's what happens to us sometimes. We get so caught up in people, and we lose focus and lose sight of God. Instead of seeking validation from God, we just have to please our mate. We got to, and yes, the Bible does say you're supposed to please your husband, yes. But when you're seeking validation to make you feel beautiful, no, God says that you are wonderfully and fearfully made. You are beautiful in God's eyesight. So even if man don't see that you're beautiful, even though if people don't see that you're beautiful, or your wife or your friend you're in a relationship with doesn't see you beautiful, just know that you are beautiful. And sometimes no matter what you do can please folks. Because it is so. Because sometimes you can be in a situation where nothing you do can please folks. You can cook right. You can make up the bed right. You can start the car right. You can go to work and organize your work right. And nothing pleases that supervisor. Nothing pleases your mate. Nothing pleases your parents. Nothing pleases your sibling. And we start seeking validation from them. You're not supposed to put your confidence in no man, but knowing who you are. Leah lost sight of that because she was so busy trying to please him. So she lost sight of who she was. How oftentimes do we lose who we are because we try to do everything that the other person can do? Everything right that maybe he will love me, or maybe she will love me, or maybe my family will embrace me more. When I come in the house, you know how sometimes we have favorites in the family, and one person walk in the house and a whole room light up, and the person walk right behind them, and they're like, oh, hey, so-and-so. But what about me? What about loving me like we love the person that walked in before me. So we need to stop seeking validation from people and seek it from God. Let God validate you, because you will mess yourself up in life trying to seek validation from people. Because people will wear you out if you allow them to. It wears on you mentally. It wears on you physically. And it wears on you spiritually. Like it feels like it's just empty because you have nothing else to give. And then you lose sight of everything else that's around you. Instead of thanking God, the Lord, thank you for opening up my womb, God. Thank you for allowing me to have children. Thank you, God, for allowing me to have a dream. Father, you blessed me where I opened up a store where I have my own products, where I have my own line, clothing line, or, you know, or whatever devices that God, you know, have you to have made, that you got a whole manufacturer of things working for you. But we get so messed up because we want to please people. I want not to please people, because when you please folks, let me tell you, only go sour when you let them, when you seek your validation from them. Because another thing, if you think about it, that person you're seeking validation from, they really can't love you, because sometimes they will have to stop and say, hey, everything you're doing is right to me. You don't have to seek validation for me, because I love you how you are. I see what you do, whether it's on a job, your community, or in your home. Amen? But just imagine being in a situation like Leah and doing all you could possibly do, and he's still not satisfied. No matter what you do for him, he's still not happy. No matter what you do for her, she's still not happy. Nothing makes them happy. You can put $1 million on the table, they still ain't happy. Mm. Okay. It is true, Lily, because it's something else, I tell you. Amen, amen, Edna. I'm telling you. So I'm going to go down to, I'm going to go to Genesis chapter 30, and I'm going to start with the 17th verse. She's already on her fourth son, and still is not enough. So in verse 17 says, and God hearkened unto Leah, and she conceived and bare Jacob his fifth son. Mm. And Leah said, God has given me my hire, because I have given my maiden to my husband, and she called his name Issachar. Verse 19, and Leah conceived again and bare Jacob the sixth son. Lord have mercy. And Leah said, God has endued me with a good dowry. Now will my husband dwell with me, because I have borne him six sons. And she called his name Zebulun. And afterwards she bare a daughter and called her name Dinah. Hi, Tisha. It is so crazy, because Leah did all of that and still didn't get the love that she wanted from her mate. And she loved him, that she had child after child, and said, oh, now he will love me. Oh, now he will, and just use my imagination, he will embrace me. Now he will look at me like he looked at the other woman, my sister. Now, and we exhaust ourselves. And so it's not always in a relationship, but sometimes we exhaust ourselves in our family, wanting to fit in, wanting to be that perfect child everybody see that's perfect. We exhaust ourselves on our job, making sure we bring our supervisor and our bosses coffee just so they can recognize us and see what we're doing. See, we're doing that good. In our communities, we got to always be the block captain, because maybe people on the block will love me like they love the other neighbors who don't do anything. But we often seek validation from people who don't love us. People, and let me tell you something, I'm going to say it again. And I know that it doesn't take a rocket scientist to look into this and see. People see what you do when you overexert yourself, trying to do all you can possibly do to please them, and it's still not enough for them. But sometimes that person will come in and say, look, babe, you're doing all you can possibly do. I see you, how much work you do in the job. I see you, how you care for everybody in the community. I see you, how much work you do in the church. I see you, how when I come home, it's dinner on the table. You don't have to do all that, because I love you. It's okay to do those things, but I see now you're trying to please me. I love you for how you are, and I see what you do. But when nobody else can look at you like that, I know that God see you and see your worth and see that you don't have to seek validation from nobody, but you seek it from God. See, it was God who opened up Leah. But what about God standing there and saying, babe, I'm right here. You're not even acknowledging me. You had Judah say, now I will praise the Lord after the sometimes on your job, you don't fit in because you're bigger than everybody walking around here in size 2. Okay, I may not be a size 2, or I'm beautiful. Or how about I'm a size 2? People make you feel like you're too thin. You need some meat on your bones. Well, why? This is how God made me. So be happy for how God made you. Amen? And some people take pills to make them gain weight. Why? Because society is telling you too bony? What? And then some people do the diet pills. I ain't going to say nothing about that because right now I feel like popping one myself. I know my mom is sitting over here like, hey, pop one. But make you feel like, you know, you're too big, but okay. You know, that's what exercise equipment is for. So embrace who you are. Some people may feel like you don't have enough muscles. You know, you a young man or older man, you don't have enough muscles. Why? Who says I don't have enough muscles? I have enough strength. Amen. And tell him, remind him of King David, who looked like he was all puny, and he was able to kill a giant. See, the strength is not in your physical body. The strength is in the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. So just know who you are, and don't seek validation from people who don't mean you any good, or seek validation from folks that you know don't mean you any good. Amen? So when people love you, they don't want you to give everything you have just so you can say, I love you, and you did a good job. Sometimes we seek validation because we want folks to pat you on your back. But like my sister Penny always said, what you do for Christ will last. So that's why we get mad at folks when you do so much for them, and then when it's your turn, they don't care nothing about you. You got to do stuff because God placed it on your heart. Now, I'm not saying don't get upset, because that's not an easy place to do. B, when you know you did it from your heart, but folks just treat you like you're nothing. You give all you could possibly give, and when it's your turn, they're like, I don't even know you. Yeah, I'm going to watch you crawl. I'm going to watch you struggle. Yeah, I have it, but I'm not even trying to help you out. I know. Now, that kind of treatment will really make you say, oh my God, all I have done. But you know what? That kind of hurt don't last long, because you know you did it from your heart. You know what you gave from your heart. See, it don't bother you as much when you know you've done it to your heart, from your heart. Amen. So don't worry about the people. People reap what they sow in life. Trust me when I tell you, they do. Not that we sit around as Christians and want that to happen, but that's just life. Amen. My lines are open if you want to press one and I'll take your call. So on today, just thinking about Aaliyah and how she felt, you know, because they said, you know, she wasn't beautiful like her sister, but I know she was beautiful to herself. I may not be beautiful like Penny and Nikki, but I know who I am. You can't tell the difference when I walk into the room. You can't tell. I feel like, oh my God, I'm a beautiful. Look what my sisters have accomplished. Look what both of them accomplished. No, you got to be satisfied with your accomplishment. You know, and don't be jealous of your siblings. Don't be jealous of the neighborhood folk, or when you call the TV and look like they saw them past you because they the same age, but look what they have today. Mm-mm. Just be satisfied in what you have, and knowing that you're doing the best you could possibly do. And everything is timing. Your life should not go according to what somebody else done in life or their accomplishments. But stop seeking validation from folks. Some folks don't mean you any good, and it's hurtful, and it puts you at a place where you're hurting. Leah was hurting behind that, but her husband didn't look at her like he looked at Rachel. So she had a bunch of babies because maybe he will love me. Not having a bunch of babies in marriage and just loving, oh my God, we have both agreed to this baby. We have both agreed to have 4 or 5 kids or 6 kids. But she did it and said, maybe he will love me now. No, some folks just have children because they like a big family, but not seeking validation from their mate. Amen. So I just want to encourage you all on today. Is it something?
It's Sawanda.
Hi, Reverend Sawanda. So just know that God loves you, and don't seek validation from folks, because you could be in a place, because that will make you feel really bad on the inside when nothing you could possibly do pleased them. It makes you feel really bad on the inside. You didn't give all you can possibly give. You're so mentally and physically exhausted because you didn't give them everything, and they still walk by like you didn't exist. So how about don't even say thank you for what you gave to them? Well, don't allow folks to actually make you feel like you're nothing. Amen? Amen? Amen. So my broadcast is getting ready to end. I just wanted to send a word of encouragement to you to not seek validation from people, but seek validation from God. Let God validate you. I have learned that in life, to let God validate me and not my friends, not my family members, not my coworkers on the job, not being in the church. I just learned for God to validate me. Amen? And seek my validation from God. So I want to pray out, since I don't have no one press want to take a call, so I'm just going to close out on today. And just know that Jesus loves you. I came from Genesis chapter 29 on today, and also chapter 30, so you can read the chapter yourself. Again, I'll be at St. Paul this Sunday, 21st in Manson, if you all want to stop by and just worship the Lord with us. Amen. So, my mom's going to leave a comment.
Says you don't even know how much and important the words are to me. And they fly every week across the ocean to me.
Oh, Loli. God bless you, Loli. Amen. That means a lot. Loli is from Switzerland. And I'm glad that God's word flies across the ocean, honey, because God is everywhere. And that's how God is omnipresent. He's everywhere. He's everywhere. Amen, Loli. I'm telling you, God is everywhere. And that's what I love about God, that he's not in the box. And I don't have to go to the southwest, northeast corner just to pray. No, God is everywhere. When I'm walking, when I'm talking, in a bathroom, when I walk into the bus stop, wherever, God is everywhere because he's omnipresent and he's so loving and kind. Amen. Yeah. So just be encouraged on today. Remove that sadness from your heart. It doesn't matter how folks see you. Know how God sees you. Amen. When you walk into a room, you got to know who you are. And you know, another thing I'm going to share with you, being visually impaired, sometimes it can get not that scary, but it can make you feel like, oh, my God, when I walk into this room, I can kind of feel intimidated a little bit because I may not be able to see the program that's before me right away. Or I got to pick up my magnification glass to see. That's what I walk into a room like I can see a 20/20 vision, like I can see everything around me. That's how come some folks don't know. But I learned to embrace who I am. Okay, it may be a disability to some, but I know that God is bigger and larger than life. So he's going to make every situation larger in life for me. So if he sees that pop up where I'm able to see big numbers, you know, I'm like, oh, my God. So God is so faithful. But just knowing who you are, so little things that nobody don't know, that's what I'm saying, hidden validation. Sometimes those things are hidden when nobody don't see that you're seeking validation from others, or you want to be loved so bad, or you want somebody to say, oh, my God, you get a great job and they give you kudos. Sometimes it's not always, amen? So, but don't allow things that people don't know that's the insecurity of yours to shine so bright, amen? Because when you allow that, it starts playing on your mind. So I don't start tripping out when I have nobody with me and I'm walking by myself and I'm not able to see when I go into the room. You're not going to be able to see the screen, but then God gives somebody up and then start reading the screen. Amen. So let me tell you, God is faithful. Just know who you are in life and just be happy with God and seek validation from God and not man. Amen. And let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we love you and we thank you. We lift you up and we give you the highest praise, God. I thank you for today and I thank you for every day, God. Allow us to seek validation from you, God, and you validate us, God. Lord, I know that you love us, Father. Yes. I know that you care for us, God. Lord, just remove those blinders, mental broken hearts. We feel like every time we fall in love, God, or every time we commit to someone, Father, they push us aside like they don't love us, God. But, Lord, we know you love us, Father God, and there's nothing wrong with us. Leah may have thought there was something wrong with her, but it was nothing wrong with her. It was everybody around her, but she had to know who she was through you, God. But, Lord, let us know who we are through you, Father. For us to seek validation in you, for us not to put confidence in no man, Father. We thank you for your son, Jesus, down on our cross, that we may have everlasting life. You said in thy word, thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe that you have raised your son, Jesus, from the dead. Thou shalt be saved, and it's in Jesus' name we do pray. Amen and amen. You can go home and read Romans 10:9. If you're not saved, just ask God to come into your heart and save you. His son Jesus died on the cross for your sins, and you may have everlasting life. God is a faithful God, and it is that simple. And as you continue to grow and go to Bible study and find a church home so you can be able to grow and grow into the knowledge and understanding of God, amen. But I love you all. God bless you. I am truly super excited for what God is going to do, and I thank you for always joining me on Hope Victorious Live. Love you guys. So just know that God is faithful and just. So hope in God and you are victorious. Hope in God and know that you are victorious. God bless you and have a wonderful day. Bye.
Amen.